1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time now for Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine. Interviews with the stars, movie reviews, insight talk, and up-and-coming talent. Everything you want rolled together for the next 2 hours. Topics such as love, family, social talk, fun, leisure, and travel. And that's just for starters. No matter where you are, the magazine has arrived. Now, here are your hosts for Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, Dave Isaac and Greg Isaac.
And welcome to the magazine, heard every Thursday from 2 to 4 on the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. And I am so excited. We have such a great show. And, of course, in studio is Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, and myself, Dave Isaac. Joseph, Greg, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm fantastic.
Oh, come on. You can do a little more enthusiasm than that. Tommy, am I right?
That was enthusiasm.
No, it's
like
not.
I said fantastic.
Oh, enthusiasm.
Yeah, there
you,
we go.
You never introduced Tommy, you know? It's so unfair.
Oh, yeah. And there's Tommy.
Hi, okay. I'm Tommy.
Wait, they can't hear you, though. Okay, there.
Hi, I'm Tommy.
All right. Maybe you should stay on the mic, Tommy, and add a little enthusiasm. Let's try it again. Joseph Erdo and Greg Isaac.
Fantastic.
Hello.
Okay, there we are. Anyway, what a great show today, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great show today.
And we got a Patricia Ray coming on at, what, about just 3 minutes, of course. The new comedy coming up April 26th, The Big Wedding with Patricia Ray and Robert De Niro, Diane Keaton. Boy, I love that Robert De Niro. He's such a great actor.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
How about Diane Keaton?
She's good as well.
Right? Yes.
There's a big cast in this. Topher Grace, my favorite, Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah. Oh, did I ever set you up with her?
No, you didn't. I've been waiting for how many months now?
I could have sworn it was you. I did set her up, and I thought it was a guy named Joseph. That wasn't you?
Oh, that's great.
Now they're engaged.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm just kidding. No, I'm teasing. I will still work on that, really.
All right.
I think you would be they'd be a good couple.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, in addition to working on that, we also have reviews of 8 new movies today. Lots of movies to review, including 42, which was number one at the box office last
weekend.
Oh, not
that 42 again.
Yeah, why again? We didn't review it.
Oh, was that 21 we reviewed once?
I don't know
what you're talking about, but 42 is the Jackie Robinson story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Very good. Didn't know that.
Oh, my bad. No, that should be a good movie. No, there was some weird movie we reviewed, like 21 or... Wasn't 21.
Movie 43 was...
Yeah, that one.
That was hilarious. Though.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, right?
But okay. You liked it. I know you're it was trying one. To sound...
So I was off by one, but 42... Oh, yeah
Jackie Robinson story.
That's good. I mean, he is... he transcends baseball. I mean,
absolutely.
He changed the culture, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah,
no question about it.
So we've got eight of these movies to review, and we're going to switch up the rating system a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to be surprised.
Yes, you're going to be surprised. I think you're going to like it, though.
Did you talk to the producer, the director, and the creator of Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network? I'm going to hear it first. Here, Greg. If I fall down...
Right.
Just keep on with the show.
Well, if you fall down, actually, we'll have technical difficulties from the earthquake.
And we'll also have a quick clip from Vincent Cassell.
Say that 3 times.
Quick clip?
Yeah.
I'm afraid that I'll mess up and then it'll be something bad. But Vincent Cassell for Trance, an actor from Trance. He's been in other films. And so
Transylvania?
No, Trance.
Random
the
humor.
New Danny Boyle film.
Oh, good.
So we'll review that as well. And then we will also have several movie news items.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like movie
news. Something that I think that you'll be excited about. So we'll announce some recent sequels that were talked about.
Oh, I love sequels.
Yeah, at CinemaCon.
I like prequels.
Right?
Yes.
There's some of those as well.
Yeah, a lot. A lot coming out.
And, I'll give you a little bit of scoop on Iron Man 3, what's going to be after the credits.
Stuff. Yeah. Oh, after the credits.
After the credits,
You mean like the woman with the kid, 10 years old, and the guy can't go on land for 10 years?
What?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
It'll be sort of like that? That was really cool.
Yeah, kind of like that. So I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is, but, you know, there is something after the credits, so I'll fill you in on that a little bit later. And also, of course, we have to have a riddle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Greg won last time.
I did?
Yeah.
Did he?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, and I want to win this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know, do you want to start out with the riddle here and see how that goes?
Yeah, the riddle.
All right. Served tea by a penguin in a Sorry. Served tea by a penguin in a make-believe world. She came to look after a boy and a girl. She showed them some magic that tidied their room.
Hansel and Gretel.
Had a dirtied face friend with a long-handled broom. She floats through the air with the greatest of ease, but this is one lady without a trapeze.
Big vomit.
Surely you've got it. We don't have all night. While waiting, I think I'll just go fly a kite.
I know it, but don't say it, because obviously you know it, too. This is a good one, but yeah, definitely.
Well, I was just thinking of funny, yeah. So I didn't really listen.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah,
all I heard was Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall.
Okay.
Do you want to see? You want to wait until the end of the show?
We can wait. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because I know that we have a guest. Isn't that right?
We do have a guest, and joining us right now, Patricia Ray, who's going to star alongside Robert De Niro and Diane Keaton in an upcoming new comedy, The Big Wedding, in theaters April 26th. Patricia, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, yes. I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of the magazine, and alongside Greg Isaac and Joseph Erdo, our movie reviewer, and it's really an honor to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I've actually been to Phoenix.
Oh, you have? And did you enjoy it?
It's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
It really is.
Now, was that the wintertime or summertime?
I was there in the summer shooting a film in Tucson.
Oh, nice.
Many years ago, actually. But, yeah, I had a really great time. I loved it.
Yeah, it is nice. Arizona's really cool, especially, well, if you like the desert. And now, are you in California or New York?
I am. I'm in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I grew up in California, Los Angeles area. So
oh, really?
It's kind of
the same kind of weather. Dry, deserty.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's just a little bit different traffic patterns, actually.
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah.
LA traffic will definitely give you some road rage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like a traffic jam 24/7 there.
I know. It's like I always say to my friends who come and visit, don't even worry about rush hour because it's all hour.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no rush hour. It's just traffic all day long.
Now, I used to work in Century City, and I lived in Moore Park in Ventura County, so if there was a fire or one of those floods, I couldn't be home in days.
Oh, gosh.
But I was married, so it was actually okay.
Oh, okay. So it's like, honey, I'm staying in a hotel.
Yeah, and they didn't believe it. Okay, or she didn't believe it, but it was true. I said, look on the news. There's fires everywhere. There's floods. She goes, it doesn't matter.
Everywhere.
Take a helicopter. So, yeah, it was really craziness. But, okay, let me bring you over to Joseph Erdo, our movie reviewer. Joseph.
Yeah, it's great to speak with you, Patricia. I can't wait to see this film. I'm seeing it next week, and we'll review it on next week's show. But let me tell our listeners a little bit about what this is about. Robert De Niro and Diane Keaton play a long divorced couple who are once again forced to play the happy husband and wife for the sake of their adopted son, Ben Barnes' wedding after his ultra-conservative biological mother, that's you, Patricia Ray, unexpectedly decides to fly halfway across the world to attend. It's opening Friday, April 26th at movie theaters throughout the Valley. Can you tell us a little bit about your character?
Absolutely. My character's name is Madonna, which is pretty ironic. she's really like the moral fiber of the film. She has a very strong faith base, and she's ultra conservative, very Catholic. She works for the church in Colombia, but I think that a lot of her like passion and seclusion in the church was just kind of a way to cover up or make up for some mistakes that she made in her youth. And I think it really weighs heavily on her, the fact that she gave up her son for adoption, and she's kind of been trying to, live up to that sorrow and kind of hide behind religion.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. And, it's such a wonderful cast in this film. I'm curious, who are you looking forward to working with the most, first of all? And also, on the flip side of that, who are you surprised, after the experience that you really enjoyed their company?
I was really looking forward to working with Diane Keaton. I think she's a comedic genius, and just she's so nuanced, and her preparation is just infallible. There's a reason why she's been around for so long, and she's just you know, really been an idol of mine. So I was so excited to work with her. And then I had met De Niro a few times before in my life. So I wasn't like meeting him for the first time, but I was very excited about working with him. But I know I already knew he was very shy and very like very humble and very quiet person. So I was expecting that, but I was a little bit nervous about working with Robin Williams because I had a really big scene with him where my character Madonna basically forces everyone to go to confession as soon as she lands. She gets off the airplane, she sees the house, and she goes, "Okay, let's go see the priest." But by the way, I don't speak a word of English in the whole movie.
Wow, this sounds like such a great movie. Now, Robert De Niro, I heard he was shy, and let me ask you, as you know, being in, of course, in the acting profession, how is it that someone can be shy but have such diversity like Robert De Niro?
I think that he uses that the way that kind of my character Madonna uses religion. He uses his acting to hide behind, you know, because he can get lost in his characters and become somebody else. I think he's just kind of uncomfortable being himself in real life. I don't know if maybe he doesn't find himself that fascinating or interesting. You know, he's super, super just really reserved, and it's really hard to start a conversation with him. And he's not, even when you're having a conversation, he doesn't really give you like big, long answers. You know, it's always like, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, well, you know. So I think that he definitely, acting for him was a way for him to be able to express himself.
Well, let me ask you this. On the other flip side, Robin Williams, he seems like he's not shy ever.
No. And he, like I said, he was the one that surprised me the most because he was actually very charming and really gracious and generous, and it really gave me my due on screen and let me shine, and was so just generous about letting me be funny. He didn't need to upstage me or anything like that, and he gave me a lot of pointers and helped me with the rhythm of the scene. And so I was so surprised because I was like, oh my God, I'm doing a scene with Robin Williams, and I'm supposed to make him speechless. Who makes Robin Williams shut up? Nobody, you know?
Well, of course, yeah. And, you know, you have a long list of television credits as well. I'm going to name some of these. Touch, Blue Bloods, The Mentalist, The Closer, The Chicago Code, Life, Law and Order, Miami Vice, and one of my favorites, Chuck. You played Bologna Grimes. Could you tell us a little bit about that character and what it was like to be on that really excellent show?
That was such a cool gift from the universe. It really was. I met so many good friends. Scott Krinsky and I are still really good friends, and Mark Christopher Lawrence and I are still in touch. I played Joshua Gomez's mother in the show, Bologna Grimes, and he was a very sweet man, and Zachary Levi is just really lovely. I mean, the day that I met him, he hugged me, and he was like, welcome to the family, you know. It's just a really cool set. The producers were always so nice, and I came on as a guest star, like, you know, it was a possible arc, but they weren't really sure, and they really liked me so much. They brought me back, and I ended up going to the wedding at the end of the season, his sister's wedding. And then there was a scene where at the end of that episode that we were shooting extra footage, Mark Christopher Lawrence's character throws me the bouquet and I catch it. And he looks at me and it looks like we're going to get married on screen. But that never happened. You know, I guess they went in a different direction in the next season, but it was such a great, great experience to play such a fun character because she was so sassy.
Yes, yeah, she definitely was, and I think that, you know, people will definitely recognize you when they go out and see The Big Wedding from all your different projects, and including, as we don't want to underplay this, Maria Full of Grace. So,
oh, yes.
So, you know, what we really like to do on Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine, is talk about the meaning behind the movies. And could you tell us what you learned about yourself from this experience playing Madonna?
For me, the film is really about the concessions and the compromises that you have to make to be a part of a family, because really what a family is the union of two separate entities. You know, when you get married, you're marrying one family into another, and you don't always necessarily see eye to eye with the people that you're getting married into, you know, and you really have to learn, like, to open your mind and open your heart and be super compassionate about other people's point of views, other people's faith, other people's tastes, you know, other people's opinions. It's just a really hard, sometimes can be a very difficult situation when, you know, the bride and groom's family don't really see eye to eye. So it really helped me see that from a fresh perspective, because a lot of times I feel like, you know, say I don't see eye to eye with my brother-in-law, and it took, you know, sometimes it takes a really long time to warm up to him, because him and my sister have been married for a really long time. But the other day they had a really nice birthday party for me, because I was up there in San Francisco, and I hugged him and I said, you know, we haven't always seen eye to eye. And he goes, well, I have to say that you have really changed and you have really grown, and I love you because you are the best aunt. They have three wonderful children and they're like the light of my life, and he really appreciated that, and that really cemented our relationship.
Wow, that is really cool. And did you say you were celebrating your birthday?
I did. April 9th, I had a birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. So happy. This is a great birthday month, because I'm having the big movie coming out.
This is so exciting. Well, we really appreciate you calling in today. We'd love to have you on again. And, of course, we have Patricia Ray here on the magazine show, one of the stars of The Big Wedding, coming out in theaters April 26th this month. And, Patricia, thank you again, and we'd love to have you back.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. Love to come back.
Thank you so much. You have a great day. Okay, and that's Patricia Ray, one of the stars of The Big Wedding. I want to see that. You always ask us, is that one I... That is definitely one I want to see. Let's take a quick break right now. When we come back, we will continue our discussion on movies, entertainment news, and a bunch of different things. And Greg is coming or leaving out of the theater. What's... I don't know. He's doing sign language.
He's injured.
Oh, you got injured?
He got injured somehow.
Injury, yeah. Tom, do you have a medical thing here?
Well,
okay.
Here come the sirens.
Here's the sirens. I don't even hear the music, though. We should have the music. I'm going to just fill in time as Tommy finds our music. I'm not sure, and he's looking for our music. Oh, it's in a CD. Well, okay, let's just say... we're going to do movie reviews. We're going to have movie news.
Yeah, movie news, and we'll find out the answer to our riddle. And you know,
but
a lot
Greg
of...
got the riddle, and I didn't even get it.
Yeah. Well, listen to the music.
Yeah, but we got some music. Okay, Tommy, you can stay another day. I'm just kidding. All right, and we'll be right back.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602 602- 254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine. This is not Dave Isaac. He is going to be joining us again in just a moment here. And special thanks once again to Patricia Ray, an actress who is going to be who's one of the stars of the upcoming movie, The Big Wedding, which comes out April 26th here. So coming up here shortly, Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, and we got our movie reviews. A lot of good stuff, hopefully.
We'll got some great stuff. Well, actually, you know, I know I said we were going to do the reviews, but I don't want to surprise Dave when he comes back in with our new rating system, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, first let's talk about, you know, a couple movie news tidbits.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Zombieland. Did you hear that they made a series out of this?
I heard something about it, but I didn't actually read up on it.
Okay. Well, yeah. I guess Amazon, they're trying to do one of those things like Netflix where, you know, Netflix has Arrested Development. So they're trying to do all these different series. And I forget how many. I saw one said 7 different pilots. One said 13. One said 14. They have all these pilots. And I guess they're all available on Amazon today. I think this morning they had some problems, but... one of them was Zombieland.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch it yet, but I believe it's online now, so you can go on Amazon and watch it, and then you vote and see if you liked it. So this is, of course, based on the movie with Woody Harrelson and Emma Stone, right?
Oh, absolutely. One of my favorite movies.
Yeah, absolutely. I figured that's why I brought that news tidbit. I figured you really would appreciate that one.
Mm-hmm.
And, I like the movie as well, and I watched a quick trailer for the series for the pilot. They use the same jokes, and it's just terrible actors and terrible special effects and everything. So, but you know what? I didn't watch the whole thing, so I can't review it.
Right.
So I'm hoping, right? And so let's see. Also, the new, Star Wars. Disney bought the Star Wars franchise, Lucasfilm, and so now they're going to be coming up with. What are we at? Number 7, right?
Yeah, 7.
So number 7, Star Wars Episode 7 is going to come out, I believe, in 2015.
Okay.
They're prepping it for. But the big news now is that they're going to make a new Star Wars film every year. So starting in 2015, that's Episode 7.
Yeah.
Then in 2016, it would be a spinoff. They're going to be working on different spin-offs of the various characters.
Different characters.
Yeah, Boba Fett, maybe a Vader film.
And Mickey Mouse will actually take over the role as Yoda.
That's the only way that I would ever like this series. Seriously,
yeah, exactly.
I am not a Star Wars fan.
I'm not either. Yeah.
And I think Dave is more of a Star Trek fan, right?
He's a Star Trek guy. I think the old school Star Trek. I don't know if he liked the most recent movie, although I heard that was good. But I've never really got into that stuff either, though.
And, of course, the new one's coming out soon.
Yeah. Right? Oh, and I heard the trailer is supposed to be pretty good for that.
Yeah, I watched it. I think the trailer came out on Tuesday alongside Man of Steel.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And that looks really good.
Yeah. Out of the two, Man of Steel, the trailer impressed me a little bit more. I like the background music for that. Look pretty cool. But if you are into Star Wars, you know, so then they're going to be doing a film every year. So like I said, episode 7 and in 2015, then a spinoff in the next year, and the year after that, another episode 8,
right,
and so on and so forth. So they're going to skip each year. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Here's some sequels.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a big list of them, because you know CinemaCon is going on this week.
Sure, yeah.
And so that's a big, big event for films and movies. So here's some of the sequels that were announced. The Croods 2.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, I remember I said that one's okay, but I remember when I was watching it, I knew that this was a movie that DreamWorks was going to say, oh, we have to do a sequel.
Right.
So, okay, not too exciting, but this one I know that you're going to really be excited about.
Oh,
Greg.
Okay.
If I put up the number 2 on one hand, and the other hand I put up 1, what does that tell you? 21...
Oh, Jump Street.
Yes.
Yeah, where they go to college, right?
Yeah, they're gonna do number 2 for that.
Outstanding.
And let's see, the Bourne franchise, they're going to do a fifth one.
And Matt Damon coming back?
We're not sure. We're not sure. We're going to do, they're talking about either Matt Damon or
Jeremy Renner
or someone else, so we're not sure yet. And we're talking about some movie news here, Dave. Dave's rejoining us.
Well, the first sequel talked about, Dave's gone.
I'm gone.
Oh,
he's still
gone. Okay, we can carry on without him.
Oh, there. 21
Wait,
Jump Street 2, of course.
Oh, he turned me on.
Wow.
Wait. Let me clarify that. He turned my mic on. Come on, let's you know. Okay.
Oh, okay.
No, really. Everyone's looking at me weird now. Really?
Yeah, well, we always have. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I want to give a shout out right now to the North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce.
Oh.
What a great group. They have a big event at Kona Grill. Sitting north
good
tonight.
Place, yeah.
Just talked to the executive director.
Ooh.
That's why I had to leave the room.
Yes.
And anyway, more news to come next week on exciting news from the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network.
I can't wait.
All right.
So speaking of news, we're going over some sequels that were announced at CinemaCon.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Pitch Perfect. Did you ever like Pitch Perfect?
I love Pitch Perfect.
You did?
Melissa McCarthy?
No, what?
Oh.
What is he talking about? Pitch Perfect. This is a movie about the
Anna
acapella
Kendrick.
Crew. Yeah, Anna Kendrick.
Yeah. Melissa McCarthy was in it.
She was in it?
No.
Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
No, it was
girl, the blonde that looks like Adele.
Yeah.
That just hosted the movie.
It wasn't
her name, but
yeah
that
was
the one I'm
Melissa
thinking
McCarthy.
Of then.
She
was from the MTV
Movie Awards
or something.
Yeah, and I forgot her name, too.
Yeah.
Oh, was it Melissa McCarthy?
No, it wasn't.
Well, I really enjoyed that. That's the singing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I hated that movie.
But I loved it.
Well, then you're going to like the sequel, maybe.
Oh, there's a sequel?
Yeah, they're going to come out with a sequel, Pitch Perfect 2.
Well, I won't go that far. No, I will. I did like it, actually. I really did enjoy it.
Now, G.I. Joe... Remember,
another
I hated
one.
The first one.
Dwayne Johnson.
I loathed the second one.
Oh.
Now, I guess G.I. Joe 3, I guess I get to look forward to.
G.I. Joe 3D? Is that what you said?
Well, I'm sure it'll be in 3D. Yeah.
How about G.I. Jane?
No,
there was
no,
a movie.
Yeah, that's
there was.
Demi Moore.
Right. And the one that you'll probably be most excited about is Snow White and the Huntsman 2.
I didn't see even the one.
You didn't?
No.
We had her mother on the show, Kristen Stewart's mother.
I know. I don't know why I didn't see it. Greg, why didn't I see it?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. So
very disappointed in you.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, they're going to come out with a sequel to that. Hopefully not Mirror, Mirror. That was a terrible
movie. On the wall?
Right, right.
Yes, On the Wall, yeah. But the movie was called Mirror, Mirror. And speaking of, next week we're going to have a... review of a new movie that is based around the Snow White fairy tale. It's called Blanca Nieves.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Spanish film. Snow White.
Is it
Blanca,
in subtitles?
It's a silent film, to be honest.
Silent?
Yeah, there's subtitles, but it's like a silent film. It's kind of like The Artist, you know. I'll tell you more about it.
I didn't see
The
Artist.
Something to look forward to. Okay. Wow. Okay. And finally, in terms of our movie news, I want to share with you Iron Man 3. You know, the things that always happen after the credits. You mentioned earlier you like to say after the Pirates of the Caribbean
that
movies.
That was a good one.
Yeah. And then after the Marvel movies, there's always this little coda is what you call it, the thing after the credits. And
did you say coda?
Coda.
C-O-D-A.
No. What? Oh. No. Wow, Dave's random enlightenments here.
Can I add a thing of TV show news?
Yeah.
We've already expected this, but Showtime has confirmed that the next season of Dexter will be the last season.
Oh.
It's one of my favorite shows. He's America's favorite serial killer because he's a good guy.
Yes.
Kills the bad guys.
Like Charles Bronson.
I guess so. And this season starts June 30th. Usually Dexter doesn't start till late September, early October, but this year it's going to be in the summer, so that's good. I'm looking forward to it. 2 months away.
Nice.
Tune in.
Yes.
So, but Iron Man 3, I'm going to tell you who, I'm not going to tell you what it's about at the end. The little, you know, probably like 30 seconds or a minute, but I'm going to tell you that someone makes a cameo.
Cameo.
Who is your favorite Avenger? Did you see the Avengers?
Yeah, but that guy with,
the one that turned green?
No.
What's he called?
Was there one of the girls?
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson, you probably like her.
All right, I vote for that.
Okay.
Was she in it?
She was in the Avengers,
I
she was
vote for that.
Black Widow or something.
Translation?
Yeah.
Huh?
With Bill Murray.
Yeah, she was in that too.
Yeah.
Oh, and also that great movie, The Bolan Twins.
I didn't see that.
The Bolan Sisters, I mean. Remember the king and...
No, we don't.
That's a great movie.
Well, great.
Tommy,
good
you know
for
that
you.
One. Bolan Sisters. Yes. Okay.
Who is your favorite Avenger, Greg?
You know, that's tough because I sort of liked all of them, but I probably the Hulk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then you're going to like this coda because Mark Ruffalo makes a cameo.
He's good. I like Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah,
Ruffalo,
I do too.
Whatever
he's
his name.
He
was great
actor,
in
yeah.
The Family, remember?
I don't
Family
know.
He's Stone?
Been in a lot. Yeah.
No, he was in a movie where there was two women as
that
a couple.
That narrows it down.
As a couple, and they had kids, and they found the biological father. And
The kids are all right.
Yeah, that one. Okay. Starring some famous people.
Yes. Mia Wasikowska.
Julianne Moore.
Oh.
That one? Julianne Moore and...
She was the kid.
The other one. I forgot. You remember the other lady?
I can't remember the names. Right. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't really care
Mark
for the
Ruffalo.
Film. And I'm
yeah,
trying
he's
to
very
it.
Good. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
Very good actor.
Yeah, he is a really good actor. So he'll be in the Iron Man 3 coda. But now, before we do the reviews, I don't know, maybe we'll want to take a break here. But let's share our riddle one more time, and then and I'll give you a chance to guess it, and then I know that Greg knows the answer.
Man.
All right. So if you know the answer to it, quick, 602-296-3632. You don't win anything. You just get to be on the air. And 602-296-3632. Served tea by a penguin in a make-believe world, she came to look after a boy and a girl. She showed them some magic that tidied their room, had a dirty-faced friend with a long-handled broom. She floats through the air with the greatest of ease.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life?
Wow. Okay.
But do we have another guest that I don't know about?
I think he knew the answer.
Are you standing at crossroads of life, I think it said.
But this is one lady without a trapeze. Surely you've got it. We don't have all night while waiting. I think I'll just go fly a kite.
Mary Poppins.
Wow, you got it. I'm surprised.
But you weren't supposed to say the answer. Oh. We were going to get the number out.
Wow. Just all seven lines. I'm sorry. Hang up. Seven lines.
So, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so you knew that, too.
I told them off the air the answer.
Hey, were you impressed I got that?
Yeah, it was an easier one.
Dick Van Dyke's in the news today. He had to cancel some appearances due to a neurological disorder that's yet to be diagnosed. But 87 years old. But
he was one of my favorites. The Dick
very
Van Dyke
funny
show.
Yeah.
Do you remember that when you before you were born?
Oh, yeah, of course.
With Mary Tyler Moore?
I have no idea.
Murray Amsterdam?
Well, they had reruns. I didn't watch that one, but the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Very good.
Like on Nick at Night.
You liked it?
I don't remember much of it, but I do remember he was funny, though.
He tripped over the chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
His brother's funny, too. I saw him in Las Vegas once.
Oh.
He was hysterical.
Very good.
Yeah.
I liked that Diagnosis Murder.
That was not a bad show. It was pretty good.
With Andy Griffith?
No, what?
I'm kidding.
You're just mixing. Wow.
Random thoughts.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
That's a new segment we have, Random Thoughts.
No, it's Dave's Random Enlightenment.
Enlightenments. Yeah.
Oh, is that the one?
Yeah.
All right, so we take a quick break,
sure,
and then what are we going to do afterwards?
Our reviews.
Our reviews.
With our new rating system.
I can't wait to hear the new rating system. I understand it may not be zines anymore. I can't believe it, but we'll listen. We will have an open discussion if we like it or not, and we'll be right back.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
At Beerenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Thinking, the magazine. Greg Isaac here alongside Joseph Erdo, and Dave Isaac's walking back in studio. He's made a lot of special trips today.
Yeah, a lot of special trips, but not where you think. It was really, I didn't have to do that, but I did have some business undertakings here. Is that the right word? Undertakers?
This is too much.
Let's watch a wrestling match now.
The Undertaker. Didn't he just pass away?
No, I think his dad, well, his dad on the Wrestling Federation, not his real life dad.
But a lot of business stuff going on. A lot of good stuff going on.
Right, yes. That's good.
Very good.
Well, very good.
Speaking of good stuff.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's some good stuff. The movie reviews are always good.
Yeah.
But hopefully there's some good ones.
I was going along those lines. Yeah. Hopefully some
I want to hear the new rating system. That's what I'm excited about.
Okay. Well, you know, we always do the zines. And it was a 5 zine scale.
Yeah.
1 being worst, 5 being best. I wanted to simplify it, okay? Because, you know, sometimes is a 3 a really good, you know, rating? We don't know. Because it's kind of like in the middle, and I don't want anyone to be confused. So, from now on, if it is a low rating, which, you know, basically if it was 1 or 2, if I would have rated it that, it's going to be just broken. Okay? It's thoroughly broken is what I'm going to say. Okay? if it is a 3 or 4, it is a breakthrough. Okay?
Oh, well, that's sort of cool.
Yeah. It's either a breakthrough or thoroughly broken.
Yes.
Okay? But so that tells you if it, you know, basically thumbs up, thumbs down. Okay.
Would I recommend? Okay. No, fair weather. A breakthrough or a break.
Or down. Thoroughly broken.
Why don't we say a breakdown?
You like breakdown?
What do you think? Breakthrough or breakdown? Instead of thoroughly broken, because it's too long. How about breakthrough or breakdown or break up?
All right. We can.
I like thoroughly broken.
Go to your room.
Okay, I like thoroughly broken.
But now here's the part that I think that you'll like.
Yeah.
If it's 5 zines. If it would have been 5 zines.
And it's still 5 zines?
No, it's not 5 zines. It gets the IARDO stamp of approval.
Okay, I think that's okay.
We can bring back the IARDO just for when I really
like
the
IARDO. IARDO stamp of approval.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then I can whisper 5 zines.
Yes, if you want. Yes.
I could do that. Okay, let's do it.
So those are the best ones.
I like the breakthrough. It's a breakthrough.
Yeah, it's a breakthrough, or it is thoroughly broken.
Or thoroughly broken, or a breakdown.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to play with the
words. Or breakdown.
Essentially,
how about a breakdown?
Essentially, it's thumbs up or thumbs down.
I made it up. Breakdown, right, Greg?
All right, let's go on to the reviews before we...
What if it's outstanding, like a 10?
Then that would be just a IARDO stamp of approval.
No, it's a Ron Jeremy.
All right. All right, well, let's start with with the big film, $27.5 million at the box office, 42. You like baseball movies?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm sure I'm going to like this one. Jackie Robinson story. You can't beat something like that. What a great human being, great individual, and then a great baseball player. I look at it, he was a kind and incredible soul that contributed much here on Earth.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, who is that now?
Tommy, are you like burping into the microphone?
All right.
Why does he do that? Really? Greg, tell him to stop burping. Is he drinking like Pepsi? Pepsi Challenge? Oh, that's Royal Crown. Okay.
So Chadwick Boseman plays Jackie Robinson, who makes history in 1946 when he signs with the Brooklyn Dodgers under the guidance of team executive Branch Rickey, played by Harrison Ford, almost unrecognizable here.
Yeah.
But now the thing is, I told you this $27.5 million, highest grossing opening weekend for a baseball movie ever. Would you believe that?
Yeah, I would. I would believe that.
But I'm surprised because, I mean, that's baseball movies. There's been a lot of them.
Well, because it's beyond baseball. He transcends baseball. It's just culturally a change that made a dramatic change in what's valuable in America and worldwide.
And you know what else is even more surprising? The next highest baseball movie of all time for opening gross. Greg might remember this movie, The Benchwarmers.
Oh, yes. I do remember that.
Yeah. Rob Schneider. David Spade.
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah. But that was, until now, that was the baseball movie to beat.
Right.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Even Major League One.
Yeah.
Because maybe that's so long ago that it was, different times. Yeah. Or.
Well, and after that, I think, that was $19.7 million. Right below that, $19.5 million, I think it was Moneyball, Brad Pitt.
Oh, okay.
I hated that movie.
I love that movie.
You know, why I'm saying
that. It was an IARDO 5.
No, it was not. That was definitely a thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly broken.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no, for me, it was on my worst list. And but I'm sharing that, not to put down that movie, but to tell you why I love this movie, why I love 42 so much. This is definitely a breakthrough. Okay, this movie is definitely a thumbs up. I loved it. You don't have to be a sports fan to like this movie. You know, something like Moneyball, you kind of get caught up in all the dialogue, they're talking baseball, right? But this is a very emotional story.
Sure.
Like you said, it's a historically significant story.
No question.
And the performances are just outstanding. Harrison Ford, you know, I'm hoping that come the end of the year, he's nominated for an Oscar.
Nice.
Really great performance here. And regardless of your grasp on the game, you're really going to like this movie, okay?
So it's a breakthrough. Is this an Iardo?
It's a breakthrough.
Special?
No, this one's not. No, it's not an Iardo special. That sounds like a menu item. But
I'll take the Iardo special. No, Ardo.
So definitely.
I mean Ardo.
So definitely go see 42. Now that's not the only baseball movie that's opening.
No.
Home Run is also out. That's another baseball movie. In this, Scott Elrod plays a professional baseball player with a substance abuse problem who is forced into rehab in his hometown, thereby finding new hope when he gets honest about his checkered past and takes on coaching duties for a misfit little league team.
Hmm.
Sound interesting?
Yeah, I think. Well, yeah. Actually, okay. It's something. It does actually.
Okay. Well, you know, this is a very good film as well. This is definitely a breakthrough as well. It's a very significant film in terms of it's not just about baseball. This is not necessarily a sports film. This is a movie about finding redemption. A movie about Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, and not just that, but like 12-step programs. You know, this guy really has some people to make up to. You know, and go back and make up for his mistakes and, you know, surrender to God's unconditional love and, you know, just start doing good in his life instead of worrying about so much about himself. You know, it broadens the definition of things that enslave us and, you know, helps us break out of our suffering. You know, it's a really good message. So I'm going to recommend going out and seeing. Yes, it's a breakthrough for Home Run. Okay. Now, let's see. If you're not into baseball films, maybe you want to see disaster films, right? Mm-hmm. The end of the world, a post-apocalyptic type of movie.
The Poseidon Adventure.
All right. Well, I'm thinking more along It's a Disaster. Remember we had on Todd
Armageddon.
Berger. Todd Berger.
Todd Berger. Yes.
Last week we interviewed him for It's a Disaster. A couple's brunch takes a sudden catastrophic turn when the city falls victim to a mysterious attack. Trapped in the house and unsure of their fates, eight seemingly normal people become increasingly unhinged. Stars include David Cross, Julia Stiles, Aaron Hayes, and America Ferrera, Ugly Betty.
It's her birthday today. She turns 29.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, she's a great
actress. Ugly Betty?
Yeah.
But she looks like, what, 49?
No.
Oh.
No, she turned 29, but she doesn't look like she's 49.
So It's a Disaster is playing exclusively at Harkins Camel View 5. Did this sound like a good film when we interviewed Todd last week?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it is a very good film. This is definitely a breakthrough as well.
Oh, nice.
Yes, we have some, you know, as you said, Greg, we have some great films out
of breakthroughs today.
Absolutely.
Yes. If you've ever been to a party or, you know, even more appropriate, if you've ever hosted one where you just, you know, you thought this could not have been a bigger disaster, well, this definitely proves you wrong. This is a big disaster as, you know, attack goes on outside. And it's a black comedy, wickedly written, aptly acted, energetically executed, very eccentric ensemble cast, as I said, with Julia Stiles, America Ferrera, David Cross, all of them. You know, you kind of feel a little bit claustrophobic because you're in a confined space. You just really love watching this fireworks display. You know, that's
where
all I can
get
say.
Those descriptions? That was outstanding.
I used thesaurus.com.
No, but you wrote that.
Yeah.
Really, did you hear those descriptions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Remarkably refreshing.
Thank you. Wow, I like that one too. Well, this is furiously fast-paced as well.
Oh, I love the Fast Five.
Yeah. No, okay. Well, anyway, so definitely go out and see It's a Disaster. Now, if you want to see what happens after the world has come to an end, then you can go and see Oblivion. Tom Cruise plays a veteran soldier who is sent by a court-martial to a distant planet where he is to destroy the remains of an alien race. The arrival of an unexpected traveler causes him to question what he knows about the planet, his mission, and himself. Did you see any previews for this? Any commercials?
I did. I saw that. It looks sort of interesting, actually. I would like to see that.
Yeah, Greg?
It looks good from the previews. And then, I'm a big Tom Cruise fan still. And, you know, Morgan Freeman, his movies
very
are
good.
Always good.
This is the first time they've been in a film together, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh. Mm.
And I think this is because they had some trivia on before the movie. I think it's the 37th movie for Tom Cruise, the 37th time that he has starred in a film.
Wow.
So I think, you know, maybe they don't include some of the smaller roles.
Right, right, but the main roles, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, this borrows from just about every science fiction flick imaginable. So, you know, if you're a big science fiction fan, you're going to recognize a lot of this stuff from, you know, 2001 A Space Odyssey, especially from Tron Legacy. I loved that film a couple of years ago. But this was directed by the same guy, Joseph Kosinski. He wrote it and he directed it. So it looks a lot of the same. Tom Cruise does a lot of his own stunts in the film. You know, but it's, so at the same time, while it's not the most original film, it's still a really good science fiction film. I am not the biggest science fiction fan, as I said, you know, earlier. I don't like Star Wars. I don't even care for Star Trek.
Right.
But this kept me going for a couple of reasons. One, the special effects are really outstanding. But I really love the sound in this movie.
Like Morgan Freeman's voice.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. But no, this is the kind of movie where you sit there, and maybe it was because I saw it in IMAX, but I felt the seat rumbling. They have these drones.
Wait, the seat was rumbling?
It's not what you think.
Okay.
I saw your face go there, but no, don't go there.
I have to leave again.
No, they have these drones that go out and they they scan their surroundings, and then they make this weird sound.
In the theater or on the movie?
In the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, not in the theater, but anyway.
Well, you never know with the government these days.
But this is a really exciting film. You know, it feels more like a theme park ride
than
a movie. So,
it's a multidimensional.
Yeah, so this is definitely a breakthrough as well.
Nice, all breakthroughs so far.
So far. So, you know, are there any bad movies out there?
Yeah, I think you're going to have a breakdown.
All right, well, let's see with Trance.
No, Thoroughly Broken.
Thoroughly Broken, yes. We're going to fight on this, aren't we? Trance, James McAvoy plays a fine art auctioneer.
Trance,
yes. So get our audio clip ready. James McAvoy plays a fine art auctioneer who, having teamed up with a criminal gang to steal a painting worth millions of dollars, suffers a blow to the head and awakens with no memory of where he has hid it, prompting the gang's leader, played by Vincent Cassell, to hire a hypnotherapist, played by Rosario Dawson. This was directed by Danny Boyle. He brought a Slumdog Millionaire, 127 Hours.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Trainspotting.
Yeah.
So it's called Trance.
Your eyes
are getting heavy.
Yes, exactly.
As you're listening to the sound of my voice.
Don't put our listeners to sleep. No, this is.
But if you're on the freeway, wake up.
So you're guessing that maybe this might be the Thoroughly Broken?
I'm thinking this is a breakthrough.
This is a breakthrough.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's all breakthroughs today.
So far, so good. Yes, we got a few more to go. So long as you surrender to this film, you know, because it takes you on a really wild ride. It's all about, it's called Trance. A lot of it is taking place in different characters' heads. So it's not all,
it's not a
linear film. You don't know what's really happening, what's not.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. It's like it's an experience. It's
a breakthrough. Ardo 5?
No. We don't have one of those. No, not for that one. but you know, it's really surprising film. It will certainly surprise you. It's intriguing, intense, innovative, and especially insane. It's like I said, this is an experience. So I got a chance to talk to Vincent Cassell after I saw this film. And, you know, he's an actor. He's got some great films in his past, including Black Swan.
Oh, yeah.
So I asked him about the moral ambiguity of this character because he plays, you know, kind of like a gangster. So let's see what he had to say about the moral ambiguity.
He's a professional gangster, you know, and so if you do something wrong and you try to double-cross him, of course there will be a reaction, you know. But in the same time, he's a pretty straightforward guy, you know, and... if you don't do anything wrong to him, everything will be smooth. Well, it's definitely not my first time that I play this kind of character, and actually this is my specialty. I've attracted to those kind of characters since the beginning of my career, and this ambiguity is kind of what I'm looking for, really.
Yeah, so we've talked to actors before. They like that challenge, right?
Yeah, they do.
They want to play something different. So, again, definitely a breakthrough. But James McAvoy, I think that he was in a movie called, wasn't he in 21? No, he wasn't. That was someone else. James McAvoy, he was in Wanted.
Right. Yeah, the main guy.
Oh, Perfect Pitch.
No. And X-Men, Days of Future Past,
yes.
The one that's coming out. And First Class, he plays Professor X, uh-huh. right?
Wow.
And so, but he's not only in Trance, he's also in Welcome to the Punch. In this film, Mark Strong plays an ex-criminal who is forced to return to London when his son is involved in a heist gone wrong. This gives his nemesis, a detective, James McAvoy, one last chance to catch the man he's been always been after, and it's playing exclusively at Harkins Shea 14. And what do you think? Is this a breakthrough, or is it thoroughly broken?
I'm going to say it is a breakthrough.
Okay. Greg?
You know, most movies where James McAvoy's in usually are pretty good. Yeah. I am going to stick with it, and I think it's still a breakthrough.
I you know, James McAvoy's a great actor. Uh-huh. But if you want to see James McAvoy, then go see Trance. This is our first Thoroughly Broken.
Oh, no.
This is a thumbs down. Yeah, I didn't really care for this film. You know, it's the classic case of style over substance. You know, it really looks thick, slick. You've got a great some great action sequences. You know, at least when you can see it, the lighting is kind of low. But on the other hand, it's got like a cookie-cutter-like conventionality to it. Oh. You know, it focuses on cliches instead of breaking free from them. You know, it's kind of just like an empty experience, kind of like one generic gunfight after another. So even the usually very talented cast appears to be bored here. I wouldn't recommend going out to see it.
Right.
So then let's move on to our next one, The Company You Keep. Robert Redford plays a wanted man and a former member of the revolutionary militant group, the Weather Underground, who goes on the run after a journalist, Shia LaBeouf, outs him. Playing exclusively at Harkins Camel View 5, Robert Redford not only stars in this, but he also directed it. So does this sound like something you'd be interested in seeing?
Absolutely.
I'm
Break sure. Breakthrough.
Yeah? You like...
To the other side.
You like Robert Redford,
I do.
Sure, yeah?
I do. Very talented.
You know, what's interesting is I would say, yes, it would be a breakthrough. And I like Shia LaBeouf as well. The thing is, though, I'm wondering if you're doing it in some type of order, because we've had the good ones, and now we had one bad one. But I'm going to go against that. I think it's a breakthrough.
Yes, good job.
Well, you know, there's a really good cast here. Robert Redford, Julie Christie, Susan Sarandon, Nick Nolte, Chris Cooper, Richard Jenkins, Brendan Gleeson, Sam Elliott, and those are just the older folks, right?
Yeah.
It's essentially a parade of cinematic legends. They walk across the screen. It's like a bewildering blast from the past, but at some point, it all just seems superficial. You know, you just watch these people.
Breakdown.
Yes, it is. It is, Thoroughly Broken.
Oh.
Thoroughly Broken. It's got a spineless story. You know, you don't know if you should really like any of these characters.
Wow.
They're all very spineless characters. None of them are really worth rooting for. It's okay to see these actors, but in terms of the story, I didn't care for it. So this one's Thoroughly Broken. I wouldn't recommend going seeing it. So finally, that brings us to Disconnect. Alexander Skarsgård, Paula Patton, Michael Nyquist, Jonah Bobo, Hope Davis, and Jason Bateman play people who are searching for connections in today's wired world, and in doing so, discover the destructive potential of the internet. It's playing exclusively at Harkins Camel View 5.
Breakthrough.
Breakthrough, you think so?
Yeah.
Greg?
It sounds like it should be a breakthrough. It sounds like an interesting film and, you know, pretty good cast. But again, are you going in that order or not? And I'm going to say this is going to actually be an Iardo specialty.
It's not, but it's so close.
Oh,
this was
really?
A really good film.
Yeah.
It is definitely a breakthrough. I would definitely recommend going out and seeing it at Harkins Camel View 5. It's deeply disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had the internet for most of my life, you know, as far as I can remember.
Yeah.
But even this movie made me think about, you know, maybe I shouldn't be going on the internet, because people steal people's identities, people pretend to be people who they aren't, people, you know, if I was a kid during the internet, I would have really had some trouble, because, you know, people are cruel. You know, I just really made my mind scared of the internet, and, you know, it's just a very captivating film. You know, I was really engaged from beginning to end. It's not only an excellent piece of, excellent piece of entertainment, it's also a cautionary tale that is categorically crucial in this day and age. If you do anything on the internet, anything at all, you not only need to see Disconnect, you will love it, you know, or be frightened to death of
it. A breakthrough plus, in other words.
Well, it's a breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
You know, I will say that we do have one next week that is an Iardo stamp of approval.
Oh.
So stay tuned next
Thursday. Oh, I love that. Really?
Yes.
That's exciting.
We have at least one next week.
Wow, can you believe we are... this hour has gone by this quickly.
Yeah, I'm out of breath.
Yes.
To be honest.
Nice reviews. Joseph, right? Great.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
Great. Oh, absolutely.
Come on, a round of applause for Joseph.
Oh,
oh. Oh, and that's a wrapper. Thank you, Patricia Ray, who stars in upcoming film comedy The Big Wedding, April 26th, with Robert De Niro and Diane Keaton. Joseph Ardo. Thank you. Ardo. Ardo. Why I say Ardo?
I don't know.
But I got myself.
You're looking
Ardo.
Forward to next week.
Iardo. Yeah. I know how I said Iardo, but it's Ardo.
Yeah.
Of course, Greg, thank you. Tommy Boy, thank you for all the burping.
And
okay.
Thanks to our listeners.
And thanks to the listeners, and we'll be back, of course, tomorrow. Well, you're going to be back, Greg, with Ed Smith on the sports, mm-hmm. Breakthrough Sports. A lot of good action there. And we'll see everyone tomorrow. I'll see them. Well, I'll see them when I see them. Okay, probably Tuesday. But Greg will be on Monday, too. He's going to pinch it for me. Have a good night.